Okay, here's a fact. We're wearing less makeup during this pandemic. We're realizing maybe we don't need to color our hair every 6 weeks. And beauty companies have noticed. Big brands are trying to tap into the changes in our habits, replacing long wear foundation TV ads for web messages that ask us to do something counterintuitive to the makeup industry. And that's to embrace our natural selves, like this one from Revlon.
Sometimes the boldest act is to be absolutely candid.
Our new consumption habits have also leveled the playing field, so to speak, making way for smaller beauty companies who now have our full attention through the internet.
Hey! It's Saturday Night Live!
That's Kim Roxy, founder of Lamique Beauty. She hosts Friday Night Live, a weekly virtual makeup event on Facebook where followers can participate in beauty and wellness conversation and tips from home. Lamique Beauty is based in Texas, and soon after the governor put the state into lockdown, Roxy, whose products have been sold in places like Macy's, pivoted to online only. And Kim Roxy joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. So, Kim, this pivot to stay relevant for beauty companies is almost exclusively happening online, and that's because that's where consumers are right now. You realized this before the pandemic and decided to pivot. How has this last year impacted your company?
Yeah, so Tanya, thank you for having me. I must say that when the pandemic first hit, we were like just caught because we had this huge festival plan that we were a part of. We had trade shows lined up. And when it hit, it was just like, oh, we're going to technology to use it for the products, but I still thought I was going to see people in person. So we had to immediately go right into full gear in using quizzes to be able to recommend the right products, get online like I did. And, it just made me kind of go back to the basics. I took over my daughter's room. I turned on that camera like you saw on Friday Night Live. And I just started showing women how to do makeup from home. Because I knew at this point, the best thing I could do is be a woman's friend and show her how to do makeup herself. That's how I saw myself running to her aid.
Oh, being a woman's friend. Your beauty line is vegan and organic and provides this large selection of shades for women of color. And you started at a time when there wasn't very many options. Now it seems that there are a lot more beauty brands who are stepping into this space. But how has your longstanding relationship, as you kind of refer to, with this consumer base strengthened during this time? What are your consumers telling you they want?
It's like they've been telling us that we've been a part of this. We've been in a pandemic with them. That's what we're hearing. We're actually like a part of their story on how they're making it through mental health wise, you know, giving them a time to laugh and have fun and look at beauty as a joy rather than a chore. And, you know, when it comes to what's happening right now and how we are continuing to continue that relationship with them, it's just continuing to be there for her and creating more ways. So I know that going inside of a store shopping for makeup is not the ideal thing. So now being able to live stream and shop live on our website and all these things, these are the things that we're doing to sort of continue to be there for her in a safe way.
You know, the beauty industry at large is now focusing on self-care and wellness and agency. Revlon's recent tagline is, "You don't have to wear makeup, but it helps." And Olay, we just heard, will stop skin retouching by the end of the year. A lot of them are also offering various shades and showcasing different types of women, a truer reflection of our society. It almost seems like the pandemic has forced the industry to catch up to where you are. Do you think this trend is something that we'll see continue after the pandemic is over?
Yeah, I think so, because it's really being driven by the woman and us being authentic to who we are. I have a quote that I came up with a long time ago that I still stand by today and people repeat, and it's, beauty is revealed, not applied. And I've always felt that way. I've always seen it that way. And, you know, I think that where we're going now is more healthy and a place where we can really grow from, and women can really be their best selves. I think that it's never been about covering up or making myself beautiful. I think it's always been about the revelation.
Well, we heard from several of our listeners about this pandemic and what it's revealed to them about their own habits and the search for products that speak to them. Let's listen.
My name is Claudia Thompson, and I live in Malden, Massachusetts. Prior to the pandemic, I used full coverage makeup, which means, I'm a darker skinned woman. I'm a Black woman. So I would use concealer. I would use foundation, and then I would use blot powder. That in itself has been very different now because my home is my office. My office is my home. So I definitely have some new toners and astringents that I'm using. And then also my skin is drying out. So I'm using a lot of heavy, thicker lotions on my body as well.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm 28 years old from Boston, Massachusetts. Once COVID began, I generally stopped buying new makeup altogether until recently. I just started trying out all Black-owned makeup brands that are targeted for Black women, such as Black Radiance. As a woman of color, I feel as if I have to go out of my way to find makeup that is made for me, nonetheless advertised towards me.
Oh, Kim, this probably sounds very familiar to you.
Yeah, it does. The height of women starting to realize that, buying from Black-owned brands and being able to discover them, the pandemic actually, and also the Black Lives Matter movement really had a big part in that. The height of us coming through this pandemic still as a brand alive was that movement. We saw so much traction around consumers seeking us out, non-Black and Black, that were just like, we need to start leveling the playing field for, your Black-owned brand, who a lot of times doesn't get the same marketing and appeal as other brands do, and being interested in discovering us. It's been really incredible.
That's Kim Roxie, founder of Lamique Beauty, talking with us about the changes in the beauty industry during this pandemic. Kim, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Tanya. I love your show.